This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
For all of our regular listeners, I did live in the UK. I lived in London. And for the last part of our time, so when we lived from about March last year until October, we lived with my boyfriend and I lived with two really good friends, another couple. And we decided that on Easter, the other couple had bought a camper van because they were going to drive around Europe for 3 months. And so they bought it in advance. So we used to go on heaps of like little road trips. And we went, decided that for Easter we'd do a camping road trip because theirs was a, you know, camper van. And we would sleep in a tent, or as we did for that weekend, we'd sleep in an annex. And April time in London and the UK is not really warm. It's really cold. Mm. But we thought, stuff it. You know, we're cool. We're brave. The Brits don't know camping. We know camping. We've extreme camped in Australia. So we thought we were really prepped. And we're driving. So we decided to go to Norwich. I don't know why we decided to go to Norwich. But we went. So Norwich is northeast. And we're a little bit out of Norwich. So it was a 2-3 hour drive. By the time we got there, it wasn't a campsite. It's advertised as a campsite.
Oh, no.
But it was a paddock. And in the paddock, it was, like, sporadically set where you could camp. And then they had a boat, like a marooned boat in the paddock that was an alternative to a tent or a caravan, if you should like to test it. And they also had hanging
tropic
tents.
Conditions.
So they had tents. They would have, like, they'd pitch a tent, like, hanging from trees. So it was suspended by the trees.
Wow.
And this really nice Englishman ran the site, and we got there, we set up the annex. So the annex was just, like, less secure and covered version than a tent. And we set up, and we said to the guy, we really want to go to a pub. Where's the closest pub? He said, closest one's about a 20-minute walk.
Not bad.
Standard English pub. But if you want a real authentic English experience, you've got to walk an hour. And then you get a pub that's on a generator, so it's not actually run by local electricity.
Great. That's fantastic.
So, of course, crazy cats, we walked an hour.
Oh.
And mind you, it gets dark at that time at about 4 or 5
Very early. Very early.
So we walked to the pub, and it wasn't like walking on just a usual path. We were walking on like dirt paths and going past factories. But we got there, and it was all like candle lit. There was no one there. It's like they hadn't seen anyone in years, and we rocked up. And then as we're walking back, a storm was starting. Like there was really windy. It started raining.
And typical of England.
And then the boys decided to flag that they'd driven past heaps of signs on the way that said, warning, blizzard.
Ooh.
And we just go, great. Great.
That's nice.
Thanks for the warning.
A little bit different. So
bring your shovel, BYO.
Yeah, that's not extreme at all. So we sat down, we got back to the campsite many hours later. We set up a bonfire, and next thing you know, everything's just kind of starting to sway, and I'm like, I'm a little cold, I'm not really in the mood for this, I'm gonna go to bed. So I set up tent in my annex, and we all go to bed, and I look up and it's pitch black, but you can see the outline of everything, and the winds have really started to pick up. And you can see the annex going from side to side, and I'm lying there, and I'm lying next to my boyfriend, and I'm like, it's like, Darcy, I'm really scared. And he's like, just go to sleep, it'll pass. And I was like, no, I'm petrified. Ugh. We had sleeping bags, worst sleeping bags ever. Don't buy sleeping bags in London. Summer sleeping bags, it's like a sheet.
Lovely piece of tarp.
And then we had a doona, and the doona was soaking wet.
Oh.
And then I'm just looking at this annex going from side to side, and then you hear the van door open, and our mate comes out, and he's like, are you guys okay? And Darcy, like, he's covered his face just so he doesn't have to see the tent. And he's like, yeah, we're fine. I was like, no! No! I'm dying!
No!
So in the end, four of us squished into this tiny little camper van.
Oh.
I think I slept on the floor. So that you had, like, the seats folded down to, like, a double bed. But then I slept on the floor behind the car seats and between the bed. So I was, like, as small as you could get.
Spot.
Darcy slept across two of the front seats. But you just couldn't sleep because it was this blizzard storm outside, and the van was going from side to side. And I remember having to go to the toilet halfway through the night. Oh, we were very awake, though. I was like, okay, I'm going to do it, but I'm not. Because when we got there, they had environmental, like, drop toilets, but they were really secured down with all these straps, and we laughed, and we're like, why would you secure environmental toilets, drop toilets? Now I know why.
Yeah.
And so I went out, and then I had to take people with me because I was like, I'm going to die. And I remember I couldn't even close the door because of the wind. I remember, like, putting my whole body against it and, like, strapping it closed and, like, holding myself going, I'm going to die. I'm probably going to fall into this toilet and die. But at least it would
what
be
a way to go.
From outside. In the end, we probably got an hour's sleep, and this was, like, Easter Saturday. And or maybe it was Easter Sunday, and the guy that ran the paddock, the campsite, he came out and he's like, oh, hey guys, how's it going? And our annex had completely come off the van. One of our camper seats had fallen into the bonfire and melted.
Oh my God.
And we had a packet of bacon that had been in the annex, and it had also like flown like 100 meters away. And the guy came back and was like, yeah, three different people like moved, like they just left in the middle of the night because it was too extreme. And I'm like, whoa. We survived, but we went home straight away. You know that when you're on a road trip and you see you do the pit stop at like Macca's, at that time it was Burger King, and you see those really frazzled people like with really teased hair and like twigs in their PJs.
That was you guys.
Like, I don't even think I wore shoes. I was so frazzled by the experience. Gee. We went into Burger King and I was just like, just the burger.
Just
and
give
we
me
went
something
home
warm.
And Easter was spent watching TV and like movies the entire time. It was a really distressing time. And
you
was
survived.
Like,
only just.
I feel like I've just gone through.
I'm really stressed thinking about it.
I feel like this guy might have came up to you afterwards and goes, guys, I had an underground bunker with three queen beds. You guys could have stayed downstairs.
Got words for him.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.